All right, we're going to go ahead and call to order the Three Bridges Public Infrastructure District number one to order. Today is December 15th, 2025. It's 11:04 a.m. I'm Michael Jensen with Snow Jensen and Reese. So for our call to order, if everyone on the call, if you could state your name for the recording and the record, we'll start with the board. Larry, your chair. Would you like to start?
Larry Myler, board member.
James Horsley, board member.
Jerry Orsak, board member.
Shelby Clymer with CLA, District Accountant.
All right, that's everyone I show. We do have Christy Barker back at the anchor location. Christy, do we have any members of the public?
No.
Okay. So, board, first up, we need to have a public hearing regarding the 2026 budget to allow any members of the public to comment. So, with that, I need a motion to open the public hearing.
I so move.
Thanks, Larry.
Second.
Thanks, James. All those in favor say aye.
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 Right, that's unanimous. All right, board. So now we're in the public hearing, and it's to take any possible comment regarding the 2026 budget. So we'll have Shelby walk through the budget for us.
Okay. Thanks, Michael. So, board, to my knowledge, there were no changes discussed at the early November meeting. So, this is the same version that David reviewed with you at that point. So, just do kind of a quick review here, starting with the general fund, which is where all the administrative costs flow through. We have a budget of $51,000 total, which would cover your accounting, legal, annual audit, and annual insurance. Based on the assessment ordinance, it is intended and anticipated that all funds or all those costs would be covered through the assessment fee billings. So that's the transfer in of 51,000. Next page is the debt service fund for the district. So assessment revenues have been estimated in just over $1 million to cover the scheduled interest payments on both series of bonds next year. We've estimated interest income based on current rates, generally pretty conservative on those estimates as well. And then expenditures just over 2.2 million. So we've got a scheduled interest payment on the 2024 one bonds of 957,000, and then 1,252,000 on the 2024-2 bonds. Annual paying agent fees to UMB, and then that transfer out that I noted of 51,000. Lastly is the capital projects fund. So we are projecting right now about 20.3 million. To be remaining going into 2026. Interest income, again, we're generally very conservative on the interest income projections for the capital projects funds, just so we're not showing too much that could be available for costs or reimbursements. And then showing all remaining funds to be spent in 2026, about 20.4 million. If there's changes on timing and if any of that flows into 2027, we'll capture that during the 2027 budget process. So, any questions on that budget?
No.
Nope.
All right. I do not show any members of the public. So, with that, I need a motion to close the public hearing.
I make a motion to close the public hearing.
Second.
All right. All those in favor say aye.
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 That's unanimous. Let me get back to the budget or to the agenda. Sorry. All right. So, board, next up, board meeting minutes from our November 3rd meeting. Have you guys had a chance to review those? Do they look accurate?
They look accurate to me.
Okay.
Yeah.
Can I get a motion then, Larry?
I make a motion to accept last meeting's minutes.
Thanks.
Second.
Thanks, James. All those in favor say aye.
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 All right, that's unanimous. All right, next up, third quarter financials, Shelby.
Okay. All right, so I'll start with the balance sheet as of September 30th, 2025 for the district. Total assets for all funds were just under 28.7 million. Of that, about 21.8 million was available in the capital projects fund, and then about 6.8 million in the debt service fund restricted for the district's bonds. That consisted of the reserve funds that were established with both of those bond issuances, and then the $3.2 million still in the capitalized interest for the 2024-2 bonds. Current accounts payable were about 13,000. which brings total fund balances to about 28.6 million. Looking at the general fund budget to actual here, expenses that were captured through September, about 19,000, consisting of accounting and legal. All costs at this point are being funded, I believe, through developer advances. So we'll work with the developer and make sure that all costs are recorded for the year end 2025. We did record 20 or 5,800 of advances through September, and then that deficit balance of 13,000 just due to the timing of when expenses are incurred and when those costs are paid by the developer. The next page is the debt service budget to actual. So revenues here about 600,000, which includes interest of about 180,000, and then assessment revenues of about 420,000, which covered the June payment on the 2024 one bonds. So we'll see that in expenditures, as well as about 549,000 on the 2024 two bonds, which were covered with the capitalized interest. Then lastly is the capital projects fund. Interest income earned here about 697,000 through the third quarter, and then about 10.3 million was spent from those project funds. And again, about 21.8 million remaining at the end of September. Any questions? Discussion?
I don't have any questions.
Nope.
Okay, what I would need then is a motion to accept the third quarter financials as presented.
I move that we accept the third quarter financials as presented.
Thanks, Larry.
Second.
Thanks, James. All those in favor say aye.
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 That
Aye.
is unanimous. Thanks, Trey. All right, so next up is the budget resolution. So can you guys see that? All
Yeah.
right. So here's the question. I still show zero on our mills because we did assessment bonds. We haven't done the limited tax bonds.
Right.
So we're going to keep those at zeros. Is that correct? We're not going to do the six and the 10.
I believe so. Yeah.
Okay. Just
That's
wanted
my
to double check.
understanding. Yeah.
So since we did the assessment bonds, Shelby, that sounds right to you, correct?
Yes. Yep.
All right, so with that, if you guys are good, just says we're going to adopt the 26 budget, and then we'll keep those at zeros until we need to do the mill levy once we issue the limited tax bonds. So with that, could I get a motion to approve resolution 2025-03?
I move that we approve resolution 2025-03 as presented.
Second.
Thanks, James. All those in favor say aye.
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 All right, that's unanimous. Let me get back. So, annual meeting schedule sounds like third Monday at 11 works for the board. So, if it still does, could I get a motion to post that as our annual meeting schedule for 26, what we did in 25?
I move that we present the calendar for meetings of the board for 2026 as presented.
Thanks.
Second.
Thanks, James. All those in favor say aye.
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 All right, that's unanimous. All right, Shelby, back to you for your engagement and then the Haney and Company
Hey, thanks, Michael.
audit.
So, board, we ask for an annual renewal of our SOW and statement of work. This just outlines the scope that CLA is providing to the district. There's been no changes here to any of this language from the original SOW that you all approved. The one change that we are proposing for this district and many of the other districts that we're working with is a fixed fee in order to kind of simplify the billing both for CLA and for the district. This would be billed in just equal monthly installments. There's also a technology and client support fee of 5%. This is in line with the budget, also in line with kind of what we are charging for other districts similar to this one, and is representative of kind of the time and effort for the various deliverables that we do on behalf of the district. So I would pause there and open it up for kind of questions or discussion. And Before that, I would also note, we're more than happy to go back to a time and materials basis if the board's more comfortable with that.
I'm just curious. This is kind of an average among your clients, but how does this compare specifically to our fee last year?
So 2025 is the first kind of full year that we've had. Trying to see what we are estimating. So yeah, we have an estimate in of 15,000. I'm trying to remember. I guess we did have a full first year here. So we can potentially revisit this, Larry.
Oh, I don't
17.
know. I'm not suggesting we revisit it. I'm not even challenging it. This is a matter of curiosity for me. And so it seems like a reasonable price, and it's in the ballpark of the estimate. And we have funds for this purpose allowable in the PID. I think rather than a monthly payment, my preference would be to pay it all at one time. I don't know. Just for logistical purposes, but I don't know what that time would be if you're open to that. Would it be mid-year? Would it need to be sooner in the year, later in the year? What is this even a viable option? Does it make sense?
Yeah, that's a really good question. We could set it up kind of somewhat as a retainer type payment where then we're just kind of recognizing it on our side each month and still monthly installments. I think if we went that route, Larry, we'd have to request a payment kind of at the beginning of the year.
I like that. I think that's fine. And the money's burning interest anyway. So for us, it's the same thing. It doesn't make any difference. So I don't know, James and Trey, how you guys feel about it. Just trying to simplify the process. I think your effort to bill a flat fee is an effort towards simplification. And I see a one-time payment as the completion of the effort toward simplification.
Yep, I
Looks like
agree.
Trey hopped off, but
He's here with me in the conference
oh,
room.
is he?
Yeah, there he
My
is.
computer died on me.
Computer died. Okay.
Right.
My dog ate my homework, I think. Yeah, so we'll have to fix that computer. Anyway, think about that and just let us know what you would like to see done if we were to make one payment. Since it's a flat fee, we know the amount. I'd prefer to just pay it one time.
Yeah, Larry, I'm comfortable with that if you all are comfortable with paying kind of at the beginning of the year.
Okay, send us a bill.
Okay. Could I get a motion then to approve CLA's 26 engagement?
I move that we approve the documentation presented for CLA's renewal for 2026 services.
Thanks, Larry.
Second.
Thanks, James. All those in favor say
Aye.
Aye.
aye. All
Aye.
right.
That's unanimous.
Thanks, all. I appreciate it.
Yep.
All right, next item is the Haney & Company audit engagement letter for the district's 2025 year-end audit. They were engaged and selected from a few bids that were received last year for your 2024 audit. The fee that they are proposing for 2025 audit is $8,800. That's a $300 increase from what they charged for 2024 audit, which I believe is in line with kind of the increase we've seen from Haney and other districts, as well as other audit firms that we work with. And within the budget amount that was set for 2026. Any discussion? Questions?
Haney
Dr.
is the
Ray?
one who also does Auto Mall, just
Yeah.
so you guys
Yeah.
remember.
Yeah.
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 If you're good, can I get a motion to approve their audit letter? And that way, Larry, I can get it over you for signature.
I move that we approve the audit letter and proposal for 2026 auditing by Haney and Associates.
Second.
Thanks, James. All those in favor say aye.
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 All right, that's unanimous. All right, last thing, we need to have our open and public meetings training for the year. This will cover 26. So, Larry and James in Auto Mall, you guys won't have to listen because you'll get it here. So
Hey.
we can show that you got it already. Poor Heather will have to listen to it, or if you guys don't want I don't know how we would close the meeting if you left, but you just don't have to listen in almost. So,
Okay, that sounds good. Thanks.
all right. So we have to follow the Open and Public Meetings Act. We have to conduct all of the district's business in an open and public setting. We have to allow the public to attend and participate. We have to allow for public comment. Typically, we're going to show that we're going to list 3 minutes. Now, Larry, as chair, you have the ability to change that time frame from 3 to whatever. You can extend it, limit it a little more. Typically, it's going to be 3 minutes. The boards, commissions, councils I've sat on, it's been 3. The only exception was the Inland Port, and because we had like 100 people at every meeting, we limited it to 2 minutes. But you, as the chair, have the ability to change that. So we have to post an annual meeting schedule on the Utah Public Notice website. That website is kind of the central hub for all governmental entities that have to post. Everybody but the state has to post on the website. That way, people can sign up for alerts. So anytime we post anything related to the district, they get notified of it. They can also plan, because of the annual meeting schedule, when to attend. Those notices, we have to list the date, time, and place for the meetings. We also need to post the agenda and the associated agenda items and documentation. The agenda has to have what they call reasonable specificity. So we'll take today's agenda as an example. We have a budget resolution. We couldn't just list a resolution of the board without saying that it's a budget resolution. That way the public knows what it is that we're going to be talking about and potentially approving. On the notice, we also have to list the Zoom link or Teams link. We also have to list a phone number. That way, if they can't access it through the internet, then they can call in. So they would call Christy. Christy would put them on a conference call. That way, they could participate. We do have an electronic meetings policy. That's what allows us to conduct the meetings electronically. The one caveat is you always have to have a representative at the anchor location. And again, that will be Christy at ours. So, as far as notice goes, our regular meetings and our special meetings would be 24-hour notices. And the public hearings related to, say, our budgets are 7-day notice periods. We do record all the meetings. We have to keep minutes of the meetings. The recordings need to be uploaded within 3 days. And then once we have the final written minutes approved, those have to be uploaded within 3 days. And they are also considered the official minutes of the district. There is a potential we could go into closed sessions. It's really rare for our type of districts to go into a closed session, but we potentially could. When we do, we have to state the purpose for going into a closed session, and two-thirds of the board have to approve to go into that closed session. What we can close for is pretty narrow. They would be strategy sessions relating to collective bargaining, reasonable or pending imminent litigation, if we're going to purchase any property, any lease of real estate, going to buy any water rights, water shares, do any appraisals, those types of things, we could go into close. That way we can talk about our strategy, how we're going to purchase those prices, any appraisal, those kind of things. We can talk into a closed session. We could also close for the deployment of any security measures, so security personnel, devices, systems. If we were going to do any investigative proceedings related to any allegations of criminal misconduct, if you remember, we have a fraud risk hotline as well as a fraud reporting policy. So if we were to conduct any investigations related to those, we could close. If somebody were to try to use the procurement policy or the grandma policies that we have, we could close if they related back to the development company. That way, we wouldn't give away any commercial information, any private information, strategy related to the development company. We don't want them using the district to get back to the development company. We could close. I'll tell you up front, Matt's going to say no automatically. So we would just close to let you guys know. What you can't close for would be, let's say, in a few years when the district turns over to elected people on the board, we could not close to fill any vacancies. You can't close to talk about character, professional competence, any physical or mental issues. Those have to be done in a open setting. What also you are not allowed to do in a closed session is you cannot take any final actions on any ordinances, resolutions, rules, regulations, contracts, or appointments. Those all have to be done in an open meeting, which would mean we could talk about them in a closed. We could basically make a decision, come out of the closed into an open, and that's when the district would make its final decision, is in an open setting. We do have to record closed sessions. We do have to keep minutes, but they are kept closed. And the only way somebody could gain access would they would have to go to a judge, and the judge would have to order it through a court order. I've never seen that happen. So, all
Wow.
right, that's your training for the year. You guys have any questions?
No,
Thank
nope.
you. All right. So that's 5 minutes. You get to take off during Auto Mall. So you too. All right.
Man,
You guys have anything for us?
do you?
I don't.
James, do you have anything?
Nope. Appreciate you guys.
All right. Last thing I need then is a motion to adjourn.
I move that we adjourn.
Thanks, Larry.
Second.
Thanks, James. All those in favor say aye.
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 All right. That's unanimous.